Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
How you doing? I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Quick, I got just a couple questions.
Yep. I'm probably the wrong one to answer. how many points down from?
In which?
All of them.
30 down.
Yeah, we were down a bit.
Okay.
The performance, we were down 18 from the last contest.
Okay.
In your category.
Okay, let's talk about
there's a reason for that.
Okay.
There's a reason.
So then talk about what have you worked on leading up to this?
We had a show 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
And our attention to the show on the 12 new songs was.
12 new songs, that's awesome.
In a year. But, yeah, so that part of it, and we didn't have as much prep time as we normally do.
So, if I'm interpreting what I'm hearing, the primary goal over the last several months has just been learning the new music, making sure I got the words and notes down.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be doing performance stuff.
No, with
all of them too, but, yeah.
I am first and foremost a strategist. And I will tell you 100%, number one thing, get the words and notes down. That's gonna. Don't even bother with any of this stuff unless we've got the words and notes.
Well, that's so true.
Well, let's do something else then, because we've got 20 minutes. First, let me tell you just a few things. I'm Mike with the performance category really quickly. And I apologize if I seem super energetic, but I started this whole thing with like 2 10-minute evals, which is just really stressful for me. This is a little bit of time and so much to get out of, so I'm still kind of in that mode. Got to tell you right off the bat, when the chorus started singing, as the chorus was singing both songs, just the consistent thing and message you're giving musically is that there's a good sound and great energy in the chorus. So, those are certainly things that audiences appreciate. You know, that's giving us a nice, stable table to build whatever we're going to build from a performance perspective. It's putting it on solid ground. So I want to congratulate you for that, because it was a very pleasant and enjoyable sound that the chorus was making. I noticed that you didn't do a tune-up chord at the beginning of Never Love Again. Was it a choice? Is that something you're trying to be better at?
No, we don't do tune-ups on anything.
Okay. All right. Now, if you listen to it, is it normally that type of start, or is it just a performance thing?
No, we got hit.
Okay.
We got surprised by being told there. Oh, by the way, backstage, there's no curtain.
Oh. Oops.
Okay. All right. So that changed everything. We were trying to reorganize how we walk on.
Okay. Well, I apologize on behalf of. I'm not from the district, but I apologize on behalf of the district.
Well, we are.
All right. So if you're normally really successful about starting without a two-up chord, then continue to do that. That's great.
We're usually pretty successful, and we do maintain key.
Okay.
So we're pretty good about that.
So now from a. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what I... Are you keeping both songs for the next round of the competition?
Yes, because they're brand new.
Okay, great. Great.
Which is another issue.
So then how can I best help you in the team as the week?
Just things to work on for using them again in the spring.
Okay, all right. So do you guys still have in the repertoire songs that you have done a lot of performance work on?
Oh, yeah.
Can we work on that one just a little bit? Something on the show that was your favorite song that you just... dance around and enjoy.
But if you do it, you're the only tenor right now.
Yeah, let me sing instead of direct.
Okay.
I'm not judging what parts you're singing, so
these
songs.
These were in the show also.
Okay. Right.
So these are at the same level as the others.
The other, exactly. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's go with After You've Gone.
Okay.
So what is this song about? What are we talking about?
Some of them have lived. Basically, it's we set it up that we're promising to be true forever on our first song, and then she said, "Hey, go away." And and so we're saying, "You probably will be sorry."
Yeah.
And that's the message of this song.
So, do you want? Is it over, or do you still have?
Yeah, she's left.
She's left.
She's left. Or walking out the door. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to play a little bit, though?
Can
we play?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not creating a new thing for you. We'll explore and have fun.
Sure.
So let's sing the song again with a slightly different approach. So the approach is, that's what she says. You don't believe her, though. You know her.
She
This is her way.
Yeah.
She's scared of how big this thing could be. And, you know, she's tried this before, but then she came back. Now she's trying it again, but you know better. So in this case, instead of going with the, it's over, I'm angry about it, and, you know, you're gonna live to regret this, can we kind of play the injured bird, the injured pet on the road that, you know, hey, you're hurting me. How could you hurt me so much? Just be a little playful about it to try to convince her that, you know, really, you think that that's the person for you, but you're really, this is the right thing. This is the right thing.
Okay. That is sort of what we were seeing.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Line up. Can't believe we're breaking it up. Give a chance for making it up. Baby, don't treat me this way. Cause you're gonna be lonely someday. After you go.
This song may not be, you know, this is definitely not Shakespeare.
I know.
So there's a visualization. Elvis did this a lot. If you go back and watch some of Elvis's earlier performances, so, you know, Black and White, Ed Sullivan Show, that sort of thing, he played with the audience in the way that I'm kind of looking for, and it might be fun to try. With this song, where he just, you know, he would, like, I say this a lot when horses sing, what was it, My Broken Heart, You Tore Me Apart, Treat Me Like a Fool, what are they? Love Me, right, yeah, Love Me is the song. So, does he really want her to hurt him and treat him like a fool, all these stuff?
No.
No. Is he sincere in those words? No. He's being manipulative. That's the thing that just could take this song after you've gone to a different level, something a little bit more engaging, adding some engagement, not a little bit more, that's a connotation to it, but adding some engagement, adding some playfulness to it in after you've gone. Now, the text might not provide you with that, but that's, as we're thinking about other songs that we do and adding to the repertoire, you know, those are some of the things that we want to think of as the music team, figure out what we're trying to accomplish. And a lot of times, it's not that initial thing. It's not the literal meaning of all the lyrics. It's that kind of subtext. What's going on behind the... All the ladies know exactly what I'm talking about.
Two of them are fine.
Okay. One. I mean, yes. We're cool. You guys got it. Okay. So, what is... Yes, let's work on. So we got the lyrics of this song. I'm gonna get a little bit of red tinge to this badge for a second. What else is important about this song? From the music, from a piece of music, different aspects of music, lyrics. What else? Rhythm.
Melody's
one.
Yeah.
But I was looking for rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys sing?
A little backbeat.
Yeah, do you guys, at the end of the rehearsals, do you sing, keep the whole world singing?
We do.
Put your arms around each other?
We don't. No.
Yeah. Okay, let's pretend that we're that type of group.
We don't do that.
Get closer. We're going to put our arms around everybody's shoulder. Let's do shoulders. All right. Everybody playing?
Yeah.
You have to have at least one arm up. Okay, I think we've got that. So, we're going to sing after you've gone.
Did Gross Point do this?
No.
Okay.
So we're going to sing after you've gone, and what we're going to do is tap every beat on the other guy's shoulder. So after you've gone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4.
Everyone.
Okay?
Yeah.
From the chorus or from?
Let's start with the chorus.
Okay, which would be
after you've gone. After you've gone, and let me cry in. After you've gone, there's no denying. You'll feel blue, you'll
rest your arms a little bit, but be ready to go back up there. What did we say? We were a little bit more together with that one?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, we're tapping the beat on it, so we're kind of together. Now I'm going to mess with your brains. Okay. Ready for that?
Oh, sure.
All right, so we're not going to tap on one and three, we're only going to tap on two and four. Same thing. And if you need help on one, two, and four, I'm going to snap on two and four.
Good.
So when I snap, you should be doing that on the shoulder. But we don't want one, two, three, four. We want one, two, three, four, one, two,
and
four.
After you've gone, and let me cry it. After you've gone, there's no denying. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. It is the dearest value ever had. Now there'll come a time.
That was fun. Keep your hands up there. Keep your hands up there. I'm going to invite you to invite. I'm going to invite you to invite. Yes, your knees to the party. So. Yeah, go ahead, move your knees if you want to. You know what? Nobody's watching. Public's not here. You want to put your hips into it? Put whatever you want to into it, but do it on two and four.
Okay.
Friends, don't let friends do things on one
and
three. Same thing.
After you've gone, and let me cry it. After you've gone, there's no denying. You'll feel blue. Ever had now, there'll come a time, but don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it.
So, you can put your hands down. Yeah, I might actually put them up again, but maybe a little bit later. So, I'd like you to transport yourself to like 5 or 6 years old. And if you wanted to tease someone, the lyrics are, six nyas?
Yeah,
okay,
six nyas.
Right?
Yeah.
You know how to, 5 minutes, thank you. You know how to perform those six nyas, right? All right, so let's, we'll go ahead and direct it. On the downbeat, we're going to do the nyan, 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 right? Okay? One.
On after
you're going. Yeah. No, just nyan, 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 nyan.
Okay.
You're 6 years old, okay. You're going nyan, nyan, nyan.
Okay, we're not singing pitch.
We're not singing pitch.
Okay.
Okay, so that was the adult version. You still want to be cool. The guys who survived high school without getting picked on too much, forget about that guy. 6 years old, we want nyas to be as possible. Don't hurt your voice, but just go. Just like nya, 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 nya.
Okay.
Nya, 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 nya.
Now sing after you've gone with that voice.
Okay.
From the chorus. And one, two.
After you've gone, and after you're crying, after you've gone, there's no denying. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad.
Now when I snap, go back to a regular voice. Regular voice.
And now there'll come a time, but don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. So
felt like you were driving with a car with a little bit more horsepower, right?
No, it sounded like I was driving with my kids in the back seat.
Oh.
Well, do you want us to move into more?
Yes! Yes!
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah, there's no, we're not, did we have choreography?
No.
If you follow any of the courses that I've been associated with, choreography is not a thing that's high priority for me. I know I'm a performance judge, but that's just...
Well, it's not anymore.
Right.
To be big, it is.
But what do we do? What do we do just in this moment?
Put it in the bounds.
Yeah.
Attitude in your brain.
Yeah. Figure out what the driving attitude of the song is. It's something to engage some imagination in what you're experiencing in the moment so that you can then translate that to the audience. That was great. Great work, guys. And thank you for playing along. I asked you to do some weird things.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking it.